Yeah, I've got an older radio, well, somewhat older radio too myself. I need to see if I can send it in somewhere for some repair. I have a radio that's kind of got a common problem with other radios of the type. It's a 746, ICOM 746, and basically the backlight display has gone dim, well, basically out. And I didn't know until afterward. I did some more research on it after it had happened, is that technically you really want to use the 746 with the backlight brightness at 100%, because then that way the display dissipates more of the energy, the heat energy and such, rather than the transistor. And I guess that's what happened. I was running it a little bit dimmer, and I guess the transistor had been not properly heat sinked and dissipating that way, and it opened up, so I went dim. It's kind of very hard to see the display on it, but most of the times I operate with RIP control anyway, so it doesn't affect me a whole lot. I've got to see about getting my other 706 installed somewhere too. 706 Mark 2, I was thinking someday about upgrading, getting a ICOM 7000, but I may hold off and see what they come out with next for ICOM for maybe like their next generation for HF mobile radios. I've got a wish list on that. I'd like them to include 220 megahertz, and then also have a radio like that for dual band and dual receive. But I wonder how much more that would end up costing me.